So some people are saying that the California recall election is rigged before it's even held. How did we get here? And what are we going to do about it? Let's talk about that, because restoring faith and confidence in our elections, like justice, matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's talk about the California recall election, because the presumptive loser, Larry Elder, announced in advance of the election that the election was rigged, right? Presumably he thinks he's gonna lose, because you don't yell about an election being rigged if you think you're gonna win it. Here are some of the headlines. NBC News: as Newsom leads California recall polls, Larry Elder pushes baseless fraud claims. CNN: Larry Elder isn't even waiting to call California recall election a fraud. This from Business Insider: Larry Elder launched a website claiming voter fraud in California recall. The election isn't even done yet. So friends, how did we get to a place where every time a Republican loses an election, they cry foul, right? Election losers instantly morph into election liars. Well, I submit we got here by failing to prosecute election crimes. We haven't indicted or prosecuted Donald Trump for a single one of his many election crimes, right? So that not only fails to deter other politicians who are inclined to cheat in elections or who are inclined to lie about election results, it actually encourages them. It inspires them. It rewards them, because they have a sense that they're not going to be held accountable. So why not cheat? Why not lie? You know, we have declined to hold Donald Trump accountable for his criminal campaign finance violations, crimes he committed with Michael Cohen to get elected in 2016, crimes for which Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's co-conspirator, pleaded guilty, was sentenced, and imprisoned, crimes that Michael Cohen committed with and for the benefit of and at the direction of Donald Trump. We've declined to even charge Donald Trump for those election crimes. How about the crimes Donald Trump committed in the state of Georgia by telling Georgia election officials, just find me 11,780 votes so I can falsely, fraudulently, corruptly be declared the winner in Georgia? We haven't indicted him for those election crimes. How about the big lie that he continues to tell? The election was rigged. How about the insurrection he inspired, telling people to go to the Capitol and stop the steal? Donald Trump has been held accountable for none of it. No indictments, no trials, no convictions. And it is these failures of our government to hold Trump and others accountable for their election crimes that gives birth to guys like Larry Elder, who can run around yelling about the California recall election being rigged before the actual election is even held. So the bottom line, friends, if we fail to timely prosecute election crimes, expect more election crimes. That's just human nature. Yes, it's the ugly, lousy part of human nature, but it's human nature. Those who are inclined or have the urge to cheat in elections are going to cheat in elections if election cheaters go unpunished. Human nature. And then they're going to try to undermine the results of the election, claiming it was rigged, it was fixed, it was fraudulent, it was stolen. And they'll demand recounts and audits and fraudits if we continue to let them get away with cheating in elections. And if we do that, well, then we have helped them undermine confidence in our elections. This is not rocket science, friends. This is just like the ABCs of protecting our democracy. Right? Just three words. Prosecute election crimes. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, thank you for tuning into these daily videos. You can also find them as a podcast, audio only. Just go wherever you typically get your podcasts. And as always, friends, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.